Good morning, good day, good afternoon, my great-great-greatness family for all around the world. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for following me on social media and spreading my clips all around the world. Thank you. Thank you for your support and prayers. Let me take a moment. I'm so grateful for your prayers and your support. This week's topic, what is holding you back? What is holding you back? So let's go into this coaching session right now. I'm your coach, Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones. And the topic we are going to explore this week, it is what is holding you back? You know, every day we wake up in life, there is an excuse we can use for our failures in life. We can always find an excuse. And I'm not just telling you something I read in a book. I'm not telling you something that I watch on a movie. I'm not telling you something that somebody just told me a few minutes ago. I'm telling you about my personal life. But today, as your coach, I'm going to help you. Because what is holding you back? Because if you don't discover the problem, the issue, what is holding you back, then you're going to continue to be in that repetitive cycle over and over again. Now, here's the first point I want us to look at today. Sometimes what's holding us back, and my wife loved to say this, let me slow down. It's because we are walking in denial. Let's pause right there. Sometimes what's holding us back is we are walking in denial and we don't want to admit what we are seeing. And I know we want to think positive. I know we want to have a positive mindset. I know we want to speak our affirmations. But if it's raining and there's a hole in the roof, honey, baby, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. And what happens in our lives is that there is rain coming through the holes of the roof. But we want to stay positive. We don't want to accept the fact that there is a problem. And one of the things that is holding you back, and it held me back, was that I wouldn't say total denial, but I didn't want to accept the fact of what was going on. So one of the things that hold us back is that we don't want to confirm or accept the fact that there is a problem. And if there is a problem and you can't admit there is a problem, then how are you going to solve a problem? Let's pause there for a second in this coaching session. What in your life that you realize there's a dry spot? What's in your life you realize there's a drought? What's in your life right now you realize that there is no progress? And I want you to put on your spiritual eyes. I want you to put on your Glasses that make you forecast and look into the future. I want you to put on those magnifying glasses, and I want you to pause for a second and be real to yourself and look at what is really holding me back. Another thing that holds us back is we want to blame people for our failures. We want to blame people for our failures. Well, if my dad was in my life, I would be a better man. If my mom was more in my life, I would be a better woman. If I went to college and got some education, then I would have a better job. Well, if I went to the right university, I would have a better job. Well, I didn't go to college, so I didn't have the education. Well, I went to college, and they don't want to hire me because I have too much education. My business is failing because I paid someone to market my business, and the business is not successful. I'm overweight because now I'm married, now I'm a father, now I'm a mother, now I have children. I'm not doing good in college because the teacher don't like me. Pause for a second. What we are doing is that we are not taking responsibility for our lives. See, I have a saying that there is no secret to my success, that there is a wealth of greatness inside of me. I am the captain of my ship, and I am the master of my destiny. Therefore, you are the captain of your ship today. Understand me. You are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny. If you do not sail, if you're the captain of your ship and your boat is at the dock, if you don't untie that rope and sail into the horizon, then you will always be at the dock. And so we want to accept. We don't want to accept the responsibility of our lives. And so we're constantly blaming someone for our failures, and we don't want to take responsibility for our lives. Another point I want to look at today, one of the things that's holding us back, and I think it's out of all of the points, we want to blame people. We're walking in denial. We're walking in denial. We want to blame people. Here's this third point. One of the things that's holding us back, and it held me back, was our mindset. As a man think in his heart, so is he. Whatever you believe in yourself, that is what you become. That is what you live out every day. If you think that you are special, you live out being special. If you think that you are stupid, you live a life of stupidity. If you think that you're a failure, you're a bum, you'll never be good, then you live a life of being failure, never so good, and a bum. But if you think that you are awesome, if you think that you are special, if you think that you have something to offer, what gets me on this podcast? What got me to the place where I could post stuff on social media? I can do a podcast. I can coach people. I can speak. What got me to this point? First, it was by the grace of God. But second, is why it was me believing in myself that I have something to offer. So therefore, there was a mind shift in my belief that I have something valuable to give to this world, to everyone in this universe. And whatever I have to give, I know that I can impact and help somebody. I know that this podcast can help somebody. So I had to change my mindset. Because if I didn't change my mindset, I would be living below average. I would not think I have something to offer, and I would not be here today on this podcast. What's holding you back? Number one, denial. If you have a cut and it's bleeding, then it has to get tend to. Because if you don't tend to that cut, it's going to get infected. Number two, what's holding us back is we don't want to accept the responsibility of our lives. We want to blame others for our failures. But the day you realize that you are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny, the day take charge and full responsibility for your life. The third point, what's holding you back? It's a below average mindset. Your mental is what's holding you back. That if you change your mindset and your mentality of who you are, and one of the ways you do that is you start falling in love with who you are. You start loving yourself. You start discovering what your purpose is in life, and you start living and you embracing that. You start connecting to the source of life that gives you direction and downloads into you who you are. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson giving you some motivation and some inspiration to remind you who you are today so there can be a shift in your life. And you're listening to the greatest podcast in the world. Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success. You discover your greatness. You discover your purpose. You discover your destiny and become all what you were designed to be. Remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. What's holding you back? Walking in denial. Don't want to accept responsibility. Stop blaming people, or you're blaming people, your mindset. But today I challenge you. Whatever is going on in your life and you see there's a problem, accept that there is a problem so you can fix it. I encourage you today. You're not going to be held back no more. Why? Because today you make a decision that you're going to stop blaming people and take responsibility for your life. What's holding you back? But it's not going to hold you back no more. Today you make a decision. I challenge you. Change your mindset. Get in a community or a tribe that makes you feel better, that appreciates your talent. What's holding you back? Today you are going to find more and more and more about who you are. There's a book out there that you can read. There's a movie out there you can read. I recommend a book by Dr. Miles Monroe, my mentor that changed my life. Any book he has on purpose, it reminds you of who you are. Until we meet again, let me remind you of who you are. You are success. You are greatness. You are purpose. You are destiny. You are special. You are wise. You are beautiful. You are awesome. Stop blaming people for your failures in life and accept this, that you are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny.